You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What will stop a third war is to do things differently than we did in 2022. Is to keep arming Ukraine so that Russia will be deterred by the most lethal army on the continent of Europe right now, which is Ukraine. Security guarantees that if you come into Ukraine again, you'll be fighting more than just Ukraine.
Senator Graham this weekend talking about what he would expect out of any deal on the Ukraine-Russian war. And there's supposed to be a summit, I guess you would call it, this weekend. And we've got Tanya J. Powers reporting on that this morning for Fox News Radio. Tanya, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Are these commonly referred to as summits when they get together, or is this just some preliminary meeting that they're having on this?
You know, I've seen it called both. Okay. I've seen it called a summit. I think whenever two world leaders get together, and it's like, it seems like summit is the word that gets tossed around a lot. I'm not sure what would set it apart to be anything else, but there you go. I'm not sure.
And it's going to happen in Alaska, correct?
Yes. No truth to the rumor that it's at Sarah Palin's house. There's been a lot of people who've been asking me about this. They do plan to meet in Alaska without the Ukrainians there. Now, this is barring any kind of last-minute situation where they would get them involved. It is an eternity between now and Friday, so who knows what could happen.
Right.
But there have been, you know, a couple of things. President Trump has suggested maybe land swaps could be part of a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine. Kyiv has basically batted that down and said they are not giving Ukrainian land to the invaders without any security guarantees or arms for Ukraine. This, you know, seems to be a big sticking point for Zelensky. He seems to not be of the opinion that, you invaded it, you get to keep it. That's not where he's coming from. There have also been some coordinated statements from European leaders, seven of them, along with Zelensky, that says basically that Ukraine can't be sidelined in any talks over ending Russia's invasion of it. So that is another, you know, kind of piece in all of this where, the European leaders are saying, hey, Ukraine really needs to be involved. And Vice President Vance actually kind of hinted on some of that with Sunday Morning Futures. He was on there yesterday on Fox, and he said he didn't think it was a good idea for Putin and Zelensky to meet before Trump meets with Putin on Friday, but did suggest that the three of them meet and that the U.S. wants to schedule something to that effect. The White House is working on scheduling a meeting between the three of them. Zelensky has posted on social media over the weekend that Russia, this is a quote, Russia is doing everything to prolong hostilities, refuses to stop the killings despite announced deadlines, and is trying to bargain for better positions on the ground for future strikes. Ukraine is ready to work as productively as possible with all partners for the sake of real peace. Matters concerning Ukraine must be decided with Ukraine's participation. So he's pretty firm on where he stands with that.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what the odds are of Zelensky joining in on this meeting, or perhaps Zelensky and Trump meeting even before Friday. Like you said, it doesn't sound like it's that far away, but that's actually an eternity, especially with how fast the Trump administration moves.
Right. I mean, there's so many things that could happen between now and then. I mean, heck, between now and 24 hours from now, who knows? So, that is one of the things that we're watching. As far as the soundbite you played from Lindsey Graham there, I just did a piece in the last few days about, NATO and, the allies and European countries, getting ready to buy arms from the U.S., specifically the Patriot air defense systems, the missiles, the ammunition, and all that. We make those, and other countries have to buy those from us to give them to Ukraine. And that's kind of what's taking place at this point, with these other countries supplying, weapons to Ukraine to help it defend itself.
Yeah, that's true. And then in the backdrop of all of this, that we've got this dispute over what's going on in Gaza and Israel. And I don't know what role that all plays in it, but that's another conflict where people are trying to pressure the U.S. I've heard Ambassador Huckabee talking about this, into pressuring Israel on aid to Gaza. And I mean, this is a complicated set of meetings going on this week.
It is. I mean, and like you said, the situation in Gaza is a whole different. I mean, the Al Jazeera team that was just killed over there. As a matter of fact, I'm working a story right now about that, about the Al Jazeera team that was targeted outside a hospital, the Shifa hospital there, where they were sheltering. And Israel has basically said, they've taken credit for it. I mean, responsibility is a better word for that. But that is odd for them to have come out and said and claimed responsibility for taking out that team, because they have accused one of the reporters with that team of being a Hamas cell leader.
Oh, wow.
This guy has denied that. They started saying this about maybe a year ago, that one of their reporters was a Hamas cell leader. He has denied it. Al Jazeera has denied it. They have dismissed this as, just incorrect information. But they not only got him, they got, I think, four or five more journalists. Like the entire Al Jazeera team was pretty much wiped out. And, regarding that, I mean, international media has basically not been allowed to be over there. Al Jazeera was one of the ones that was kind of fielding a larger team of reporters that were still there reporting from on the ground, and now they're gone. So that's also just kind of, happened in the last day or so. So
right.
Things are happening fast there as well.
Yeah, I heard about that report just this morning myself. Tanya, we appreciate your time reporting on this. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.